Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming. And we've been talking about general principles for overcoming in your life. Later, we'll be getting into specific areas and showing you how to overcome in area after area of your life. John 16:33, Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, of good courage. I have overcome the world." I'll tell you, if Jesus overcame, you can overcome. Romans 8:37, He said He's made us more than conquerors through Him that loved us. 1 Corinthians 15:57, "Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." I'll tell you, 1 John 5:4 says, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." If you're born of God, you're an overcomer, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Then Revelation 21:7, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things." Boy, we've got to learn to overcome because we want to inherit all things that God has for us. And then it says, "And I will be his God, and he shall be my son." We're going to have a relationship with God the way we want it to be. It's because we overcome and we inherit all things that he has for us. Now, some of the principles we've talked about so far, we're going to review them quickly and go on today. First of all, knowing who your enemy is. Who's your enemy? 1 Peter 5:8, your adversary is the devil. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The second thing we need to know is it is a spiritual battle to overcome. We are dealing with a spiritual enemy, and we are going to operate in the spiritual realm. It is a spiritual battle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. A third thing is you must know the enemy's tricks and tactics. The Bible says that we don't want to let Satan have advantage of us because we're not ignorant of his devices. You cannot be ignorant of Satan's wiles, tricks, and devices. A fourth area is seeking God for the victory. The Bible says that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. As we seek him, he'll give us direction. He'll show us what to do. He will prosper our way, and he will fight our battles for us. The battle's the Lord's, and the victory is ours. But we got to seek him for the victory and get his direction. A fifth area is knowing the Word of God. We've got to know God's Word because God's Word is spiritual law. It is spirit, and it is life. The Bible says man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know, all the promises of God are for us. We have these great, exceeding, precious promises. We can be partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. A sixth area is overcoming temptation. The Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all points, yet without sin. The Bible says that we can watch and pray and we won't enter into temptation. Temptation doesn't have to overcome you. You can overcome it. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit's willing, it's ready. The flesh is weak, it is strengthless. You must walk according to your spirit in the realm of the spirit if you're going to overcome. Praise God. A seventh area is realizing your problems are the result of some sort of sin, either your own personal sin or from some inherited generational iniquity, sin, or some kind of a curse that's come down the line, or from you being a victim of sin. Remember, the devil can't get to you unless the door is open. Satan has to have an open door. 1 John 5:18 says, "Whoso keepeth himself, the wicked one touches him not." Satan could not get to Jesus because he overcame everything that the enemy brought against him, and he did not sin. So you must realize that our problems are the result of sin. Now, don't get some kind of attitude and say, "Well, I haven't done anything to cause this problem to come upon me." It may not be your sin. It might be the result of an inherited generational iniquity curse coming down the inheritance line that's influencing your life. That's why you've got to be involved in breaking those curses and casting out the spirits. Deliverance is very important to break those curses. It also could be because of the effects of somebody's sin against you. If it's your own sin, confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Sin means to miss the mark. And if we've missed the mark somewhere, then the enemy can have place and then he can work in our life. He can't work unless there's an open door for him to work. Now, we're going to go on today. The eighth area is knowing that God is with you. If you're going to overcome, you've got to know that God is with you. He's in you. He's for you. And he's going to cause you to overcome in your life. Hebrews 13:5, he says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Is God for us? You better believe he is. He is for us when we're walking in line with his word. And if we're doing what his word says, who could be successfully against us? Nobody. The devil will not be able to overcome us if we're walking in God's way. So you need to know God's with me, in me, and for me, and he's going to bring me through. The ninth area is choosing life with our will. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Every one of us make choices every day of our life, and the choices determine what happens. We're either going to choose one way or the other. God has set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. If we'll choose the way of life, if we'll choose the way of blessing, then we'll see it come to pass. If we choose with our will the wrong way, then we will see death, cursing, and destruction. It is important that you get your will set to choose God's ways. I am going to choose to do what God's word says. With my will, I'm choosing. It doesn't matter what I feel like. And this is important. You've got to watch that you're not influenced by what you feel. If you're moved by what you feel, and you're making your choices with your will, you're probably going to make a lot of wrong choices. You've got to choose with your will to yield to the Spirit and to do what the Word of God says, to choose God's way, which brings life and blessing. A tenth area is learning to think on good things. You've got to learn to watch the area of your mind. The battleground with the devil is in your mind. He will try to work at you in your mind. This is why we've got to learn to cast down imagination. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You've got to learn to cast down imaginations, or mental reasonings that means. And you've got to bring into captivity every thought. Every thought, not just once in a while. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Do not let the devil have place in your mind. It goes on and says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. Otherwise, you're always supposed to be ready to revenge or avenge all disobedience. What disobedience? The disobedient thoughts, the disobedient imaginations that are coming against you to get you off the Word of God. And how does that happen? When your obedience is fulfilled. Your obedience to what? Your obedience to cast down those imaginations. Your obedience to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You've got to learn to watch the area of your mind. Don't let those mental reasonings, don't let those negative thoughts get a hold of you. Cast them down and replace it with the Word of God. Think on what God wants. Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You've got to learn to get your mind thinking on good things. Do not let negative thoughts, negative attitudes about another person, about yourself, about your circumstance, anything, get a hold of you. That is coming from the devil. 11th area is learning to speak the Word of God with your mouth. You know, many people, they know the Word, but they don't speak it. You've got to learn to speak it. That's a primary way that you release your faith. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. If you're going to release that spirit of faith you have, you're going to believe the Word of God, and then you're going to speak it. As you speak it, it's going to release the power of it. It releases your faith, and then the Word that you are speaking for, which is spiritual law, the angels of God that hearken to it, will see it come to pass, praise God. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We believe with our heart unto our righteousness, our rights and privileges in Christ. But with our mouth we confess or speak forth the word unto or resulting in our salvation, our healing, our peace, our victory, the prosperity of God in your life. Hebrews 4:14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. God wants you to understand that you must hold fast your profession. You can't be one of these people that speaks one thing one minute and then speaks negatives the next minute. Hey, if you're going to speak forth God's word, you got to speak it all the time, not just when you pray. Continue to hold fast your profession and confess what God's word says. That is going to release your faith, and as you release your faith, then it's going to bring forth the manifestation of the promise in your life. A 12th area is learning to take dominion over the enemy. And we've got to learn to take dominion over the works of the enemy. We're going to bind, we're going to loose, we're going to resist the devil, we're going to cast out the demonic spirits, we're going to cast down the strongholds of the enemy. It's very important that you learn to take authority. God's given you power and authority over all the ability of the enemy. Luke 10:19. You know, in Matthew 12:29, the Bible says that you first bind the strong man and then you spoil his house. Matthew 16:19 says that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in the heavens. Whatsoever we loose on earth will be loosed in the heavens. You and I have authority. Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out the demons. And resisting the devil, we resist the devil steadfast in the faith, and he will flee from us. So you've got to have to learn to do this if you're going to overcome an area after area of your life. So we've seen more of these principles today. We're going to cover one more session on these specific principles and get into the area of talking about specific areas to overcome in. Take these principles, apply them in every area, and watch God bring the victory. As I close today, do you